This spiritual work I've been talking about is predicated in love, compassionate love to be specific. What do you do when it's difficult to feel love for yourself or compassion? When you're feeling like it's really hard to get to that love, you may have noticed that your inner critic is on overtime, and the inner critic can be really harsh. Your mind might be working overtime. You're constantly thinking, figuring things out because it's just too uncomfortable to feel because what you are feeling is not so good. You feel cut off from life. You are cut off. And it comes out of those moments of abuse and trauma that are replaying themselves over and over when you're being triggered again. It might be from sexual abuse. And I do want to speak to this specifically because 1 out of 3 women experiences sexual abuse in her lifetime. 1 out of 5 men. And back when I was working for the, doing some volunteer work for the Washington Coalition of Sexual Assault, it was understood amongst the people who really worked to put an end to sexual abuse that those statistics were probably low. That means if you have not been sexually abused, you know someone who has. Guaranteed, you know someone, and you are affected by those cycles and patterns of abuse as well. We all are, because it's our vulnerability and our innocence that has been under attack, that it shuts us down and it makes us unsafe. Now, you may have grown up in a family where you don't have a memory of sexual abuse taking place at any level in the family. You may have grown up in an environment, though, where there were other kinds of physical abuse. Or you may have grown up in an environment where there was a lot of emotional abuse or mental abuse, where you were told you were stupid or not good enough. Many of us grew up in generations where that kind of language was used and considered to be okay. It was kind of part of trying to toughen you up for the world and get you ready to go out there so that you would do better, right? And maybe a little reverse psychology once in a while might have been helpful, but I meet with women every day who felt bombarded by those kinds of mental and emotional abuses against them. And we do it to ourselves once we've experienced it, right? That language becomes a tape that plays in our head. That the sense of not being safe physically plays in the cells of our body. The memories creep up periodically, and we react to someone who reminds us of someone else who abused. We create an armor from the perspective of a child or a young woman. So I want to tell you a little bit more about my story, how my armor got formed. When I was abused, I was around 5 to 6 years old, and it was a family member. So it was years before I understood that there was something that had been happening to me. And I always thought something was wrong with me, but nothing, as it turns out, was wrong with me at all. So my lack of safety would come up in the afternoons. And it finally started to really show up when I was with a lover and we were having some time off and we were able to be sexual in the afternoon. So we made love, we had a wonderful time, we were in the kitchen getting something to eat, and I was biting his head off. 1 minute after the next, I was cranky, I was angry, I was rude to him, I was unkind, and he finally stopped me and he said, "What's going on?" And this time, because of my spiritual work, I got still, and instead of blaming him and telling him about all the things he'd done wrong, I stopped and I went in and I said, "I don't know why I'm so angry. I need to meditate with this." Now, back then, I didn't know the holding yet, but some part of me did. Some part of me remembered. Because I went into that meditation and I held the angry part of me. And I just stayed present in compassion. Remember, the uncomfortable feeling needs to become like a pebble in the palm of your hand. And so it was. I kept going deeper and deeper and deeper into my compassion. And as I went down in and got to the stillness, what finally came up in my realization was the fact that I had been sexually abused after I came home from kindergarten. So my afternoons were terrible for me, right? They were horrible because after the abuse, then I had to act normal, like everything's fine. And I was a moody child, according to my mother. Yeah, you bet I was moody. I'm sure I was. How on earth does a child of 5 or 6 years old process all of that energy? And especially with no one to help me kind of sort through it or know how to be with my own feelings. And there wasn't anyone. Yes. So that turned into what became in adulthood after sexual intimacy in the afternoon or any kind of sexual energy. It didn't even have to be making love. Any sexual energy in the afternoons, particularly after a nap time, was triggering, when a child would take a nap, was triggering this feeling of anger and having to pretend like everything's okay and everything wasn't okay. So my anger was telling a very important story about a deep, deep need inside of me to feel safe, to be able to rest safely. Right. Now, what happens with these stories, it's more than a story, it's an experience, right, that we have when we're young, is that they become our always stories. And for those of you familiar with all or nothing thinking, anytime we go into that space where God is never there for me, everything is always bad for me, you are in a wounded space. It is not a representation of what life really is. It's the way you are interpreting that pain. That pain never goes away. Why? Because it never did. These situations were never safe. And there are constantly these cues setting you off. So what do? We open slowly and steadily to love. As I've talked about with the earth, we spend time with the earth and the four elements, because that is, for most of us, a safe way to feel received, to feel loved, and that's the beginning, that feeling received, to feel wanted, like we matter. At least my feet on the earth can matter at this moment. The sun on my face matters at this moment. These are important moments in your healing. They allow you to receive, and as you are receiving, you receive love. Then you might be receiving it from animals around you. Many of us, that's another opportunity. For some of us, it's a child that we know. Our hearts open up instantaneously in love to a child, and as we love that child, we are also in the spirit of love and therefore loving ourselves. Or you might remember yourself as a child and embrace her in her moments of unsafety and give her the opportunity to feel safe with you as a loving adult. All it takes is a single moment when we can feel that love, any flavor of love, as we talked about before, kindness, romance, divine love, any kind of humor. Oh my gosh, that's one of the great loves. It's almost impossible to feel negative feelings when we're laughing. So it's a beautiful form of love to give ourselves permission to experience a moment, to remember a moment, and play it over and over and over inside of us, so that that love becomes our foundation. This is fundamental to the holding meditation that we work with here and that you're soon going to experience for yourself. this love that is greater than pain. Now, I want to make a qualification. I've heard this belief that it's enough to remember when or how that abuse occurred and maybe what belief formed in that moment. That's enough to heal the emotions that were set into motion in that moment. It has been my experience that it is not enough. I have plenty of clients that remember the traumatic moments in their lives and have not been able to fully release themselves from them. It is the ability to feel compassion for yourself, the love that releases it. So, back to my lover and the afternoon sex. Once I realized what it was, I went to work. And I started holding lovingly in meditation the part of me that had been abused and still felt like she was abused. I held her in love until my anxieties went down. And I went to my lover and I said, I need your help. I need to go slower. We need to be perhaps, yes, I need some afternoon sex because that's where the wound is, please. But small amounts, gently. And then I need to get up and interact with you afterwards, and I need to stay in a loving space. And the way you can help me is to keep your energy as loving and sweet as you can. And if I am rude or unkind, I want you to ask me to get still. I gave him something specific to do. You could, in similar circumstance, you could choose all kinds of things. Tell me to go meditate. Tell me we need to go take a walk. Walks are great, by the way, for dissipating energy like that. He could have just held me in his arms so I could realize that, oh, it was me. I was doing that thing again. But I asked him to tell me to stop and go in. And within a few months, it was gone. It was absolutely gone. And the whole thing changed. Afternoon sex became one of my favorite times. So it's a beautiful gift that we give ourselves, this holding ourselves in compassion and remembering it is not enough to just remember. It's not enough to mentally get it. Got to get it in here, all the way into the heart, until that trigger is no longer a trigger. The spiritual journey is ultimately about learning to love all. And that includes whatever is the hardest for us to love. To love the part of you, for example, that chose such a difficult journey, or the part of you that suffered the abuse, or as we go deeper, the part of you that has that kind of abuser inside of you, that potential lives inside all of us. That the tendencies I have to hate or to be critical or sarcastic or to lash out comes out of these cycles of abuse. And that part of you, in all of us, in me and in you, it needs love. It's the part of us that withdraws, that freezes, or lashes out in pain in our fear responses that needs the love. It is our fear of being loved that needs the love. Loving the wounded parts of me is where the healing happens. Loving the parts of me that I tend to reject, the parts of me that are reacting to rejection, the parts of me that abandon me, and the parts of me that are being abandoned, the parts of me that see me as unworthy, the parts of me that sees life as unworthy or experiences that reflection of unworthiness around me. That is the spiritual work. That is the great work on this planet right now in the divine feminine. And that is the work we are here to do. What thought, memory, or image opens your heart to love?